Voters in Estonia go to the polls this weekend. Of course, Estonia shares a border with Russia and has been in the news recently thanks to Prime Minister Kaja Kallas. She made history as the first female Prime Minister of Estonia and has been a vocal supporter of Ukraine and a critic of Vladimir Putin. NPR's Rob Schmitz joins us now. Rob, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
What are the Prime Minister's chances to hold on to power?
Pretty good, Scott. She's a leader of the country's Reform Party, and Kaja Kallas will likely emerge as the Prime Minister for another term. This is very much a wartime election for Estonia, and the country's political parties all seem to be trying to outdo each other in how much they're promising to spend on defense. Estonia's population is just over 1 million people, and many citizens are concerned about their own national security, of course, given their proximity with Russia and their history as a former Soviet republic. The government of Prime Minister Kallas is now spending 3% of the country's GDP on defense. That's an historical high for Estonia. And her government has given Ukraine the equivalent of 1% of its GDP in military assistance. That's more than any other country in terms of its population to GDP ratio.
Rob, how real is the threat that Russia would invade Estonia?
I think that many Estonians are scared that it actually could happen. Russian President Vladimir Putin has made threats in the past year that back up a lot of these fears. In June, on the 350th anniversary of the birthday of Peter the Great, Russia's first emperor, Putin made a speech in which he recalled Peter's conquering of the Baltic region, which includes parts of Estonia, and he hinted that returning these lands to Russia now fell to him and his government. And of course, that caused quite a stir among Estonians, many who remember how difficult life was under Soviet rule. And it's probably worth pointing out here that St. Petersburg is less than a 3-hour drive to Estonia.
And of course, there are many Russian-speaking citizens who are in Estonia. Do you have any idea how they might be expected to vote?
Yeah, around a quarter of Estonia's population identify as ethnic Russians, and this population has been under a lot of stress in the past year as Estonia's government has removed Soviet-era monuments across the country and has ratcheted up its rhetoric against Russia. Many Russian speakers in Estonia vote for what's called the Center Party, a conservative, traditional party that has in the past actually had ties with Russia. But since the war began, the party insists that it's cut these ties. This is a wartime election. Having overt ties to Russia is not going to win them many points. So they've changed their rhetoric on Russia, and many Russians in Estonia have done the same.
And help us understand why Americans ought to pay particular attention to this election.
Well, first, Estonia is a key member of the eastern flank of NATO. It's essentially the West's front line against an increasingly aggressive Russia. I spoke to the German Marshall Fund's Christine Berzina about why Estonia is important to U.S. interests. Here's what she said.
The location of these countries, the pro-American, pro-European, economically successful, resourceful, democratic, human rights-loving nature of the eastern flank countries is something that Russia sees as a threat to it. But these countries are the most loyal and most reliable allies for the United States.
And Scott, Berzina says, unlike other European countries like Hungary or even Germany, where I am, Estonia is completely in line with the U.S. on its security goals in the region and in how it sees the threat from Russia. So even though Estonia is this small Baltic country, it's an important ally of the U.S.
NPR's Rob Schmitz joining us from Berlin. Thanks so much, Rob.
Thank you.